welcome to Gaming Evolution's 5th podcast. This podcast is a special podcast. This podcast has... We made this podcast, actually, for the New Year's Eve special. And you always know that I, DJ Recrevo, is hosting it. But today, this is a little special. We have one of a special guests from... because we're right here live... in San Bruno, California. And here's a special guest.
Hi.
What's your name, guest?
My name's Esme.
Yes, her name's Esme. She'll be hosting the Gaming Evolution podcast of the Bay Area edition, which is on the all the way in the west side.
This show was made with a trial version of propaganda software. You can remove this message by buying the full version.
And I'll link a website on my page that will link to her page so you can all hear her podcast, her side of the podcast, actually. And she'll be playing music, so if you get bored or something, she'll be playing music, kind of like a Cyrus Radio or a XM Radio, kind of like that. But, yeah, that's what she's doing. And tell us more about the podcast you're going to be, stuff you're going to be doing in the podcast.
I'm planning to do some games, but I kind of want to do everything like different things, and I want to like...
Sorry for the interruption.
Well, I want to make it all mixed up, actually. Like, I want to do big news, and I want to do the weather sometimes also would be nice. Anything, you know, music. If you guys want me to podcast something, you guys can just put it up on my link page, which DJ Recrevo is gonna put on his page, and you can just click it and go to my page and add me. You wanna mail me, and he'll put all the information. So I'm looking forward to hear new stories, maybe to just, you know.
Yeah, as always, there's always background noise in the back. Little kids playing, stuff like that, as always. Of course, I love children. I don't hate them. Not like some other bad people. Yes. Okay, now returning. Let's take a look or listen to the GE menu, which we have today. Yeah, you just heard a little baby cry. Don't worry. She's cute. Okay, so on the GE menu, this is what we're going to do today. We're going to do game news with Game Talk. And after that, we're just going to...
talk random stuff.
Yeah, talk random stuff. And then after that, because since this is a part one, as I mentioned on the other podcast, this is part one of the Gaming Evolution's New Year Eve special, and then part two will be coming up a little shorter after that, so you can hear like the countdown as we count down together for the new year of 2011. And I don't know, do some celebrating, put the music, and be just be ourselves. So let's start game news with Game Talk. Yeah. Okay. First on Game News with Game Talk, we're going to talk about the PS3 upcoming games. So, here's the first game, Uncharted 3 Drake's Deception. Okay? Here's the video. Here's the video.
Dream. mean in English? It means be careful what you wish for. It might just get you.
This show was made with a trial version of Propaganda Software. You can remove this message by buying the full version.
Okay, so, you just heard, Uncharted 3, Drake's Deception. This is rated, well, the original release date is November 2011. It's a long time, I know. The game rating is, told about what rating they're gonna put. It's still rating pending, and the genre is action, adventure, shooter, and third person shooter. Okay, here's the description. A search for a fabled Atlantis of the sands of Prophel's fortune hunter Nathan Drake on a daring trek into the heart of the Arabian desert, a journey that pits him and his mentor Victor Sylvan against the octal treachery of the shadowy Clandestine, something like that, organization, and its ruthless leader. When the terrible secrets of this city are unearthed, Drake's quest descends into the desperate bid for survival that strains him the limits of his endurance and forces him to confront his deepest fears. I want to play this game. I have not played any of Uncharted games, so I really want to play this. Also, speaking of Uncharted and all those games, there's a sale on Walmart, GameStop, and Amazon.com about three games for the price of one. Yes, Uncharted, and then Tomb Raider, and Mercenaries 2. All those three games, full games, for $29.99. You can purchase it at any of your local stores. So, yeah. Okay, the next game,
SOCOM?
Yeah.
Four. U.S. Navy SEALs, and, here's a video for it. I hope you enjoy. Okay, so, this is a little, kind of like a description of the game. Outnumbered, outgunned, under fire, take control. You have 6 days. 6 days to rescue an entire country plugged into chaos by a brutal revolution. Race against time to control a dire situation that threatens to escalate into global war. You are the legendary and fearless operations commander. As you take command of the battlefield with a crack.
This show was made with the trial version of Propaganda Software.
The destination is.
You can remove this message by buying the full version.
The time is now for you to take control.
Okay, here's the next video from the game Lost in Shadow. This is for the Wii. So, here you go. Okay, this game for the Wii, Lost in Shadow. You just heard the video. Original release date will be January 4th for 2011. Around the corner in just a few hours. Game rating is E10. That's E for everyone. Genre is action and adventure. Lost in Shadow mixes unique platform elements to challenge the player, alter walkways to previously inaccessible areas and adventure into the world never before seen on Wii. There is a tower that rises above all in the alternate world. No one knows who built this or why it was built. One thing it is certain, the tower both sheds a large shadow and at the same time it is filled with moving shadows. Okay, so the next game is for the Nintendo DS. It's called Okami Den. So here's the video.
So that was Okamiden, I think. It originally releases on...
This show was made with a trial version of Propaganda Software.
To be announced, which is TV.
You can remove this message by buying the full version.
Ian up. And... Okay, so here's a little summary. Restore color to a darkened, magical world in a friendship-filled pictures queue action-adventure. Okamiden blends vivid myth, artistic action, and innovative only possible on Nintendo DS. Use the DS stylus as a powerful classic brush that attacks enemies, paints helpful objects into existence, and performs exceptional feats that change the world before the player's eyes. Team with in-game partners to solve puzzles and face perilous challenges.
Okay, so here's the next video. This one is for the Xbox 360. The game is called Dead Space. So here is the video for this game. Okay, you just heard Dead Space 2 for the Xbox 360. It kind of reminds me of the movies Alien vs. Predator. When you destroy something or kind of, you know, those types of violent games. Kind of like God of War type of games. Its original release date is January 25, 2011. Its game rated is M for Mature, so... Small little kids, about the ages of 15, 14, and so on, do not play this game. Trust me. Only I can play it, because I'm the host of this podcast, right? And my host, other host, can play it. The genre is action and adventure. I don't think it's action and adventure. I think it's action and violence. Okay. Here's the description. Engineer Isaac Clarke returns for another blood cruelting adventure in the sequel to the critically acclaimed Dead Space. After walking from a coma on a massive space city known as the Sprawl, the lone survivor of the horrific alien infection finds himself confronting a catastrophic new nightmare, battling the Menta hunted by the government and haunted by his visions of his dead girlfriend. Isaac will do whatever it takes to save himself and dominate the gruesome onslaught with an arsenal of tools to dismember necromorphs.
This show was made with a trial version of propaganda software. You can remove this message by buying the full version.
To space, the nightmare returned in 2011. So, with that, let's take a look or listen as the last game.
Lego Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars.
Okay, so I hope you enjoyed the video, and here you go. This is the last one.
Across the galaxy, anticipation is building. You battle through all six movies. Lego Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars. Fully assembled for family fun. Amazing new features. Your favorite new characters. And thrilling new adventures. Lego Star Wars 3, The Clone Wars.
Okay, so you just heard Lego Star Wars 3 The Clone Wars. The original release date is February 15, 2011. Game rating, well, the rating is pending still. The genre is action and adventure with a little bit of family.
Speaking of the date, it's just a day after Valentine's Day, so I think it's pretty cool. laugh your way through an all-new action-packed Lego game today.
It's a quite short description, but that's all it gave me. So, so this was part one of Game Evolution New Year's Eve edition, and part two will be coming up.
Part two is mostly just about having fun and kind of celebrating and kind of counting down Valentine's Day, I'm sorry, New Year's Eve. So we'll come back with you in a short while.
Maybe a couple hours, or when the time comes, then we'll just count down. It's a short, this was like 24 minutes long, or sort of speak, but the other one's like 5 minutes long, so it's quite short. So
we'll see you then.
Okay, from this podcast, Gaming Evolution in the Bay Area, this was DJ Ricky Credible and
Esme,
and we'll see you later. Thank you.